from the 80s to now. If it's Aussie, it's here. The Scene on Mix 94.5.
Hello, this is Blake Williams and this is The Scene podcast edition, all about Australian music every single Sunday night from 9 till midnight. That's when we broadcast, and then you've got the podcast edition. So thank you for listening to this, subscribing or streaming or doing whatever you're doing. But thank you for listening. Tell somebody else about it if they love Australian music as well, because we really do. And every Sunday we check out what's happening around the country, but really focus on what's happening here in Western Australia and in Perth. And tonight on this podcast, we're talking to Perth band Vorsen, who all met at university at ECU in Mount Lawley, studying music at Whopper, and have gone on to form a band outside of uni. We talk about that. Flying over to Melbourne to record their first single as well. Plus, we talked to Claire Hodgson from Wham, from West Australian Music, about Wham Fest, which has two major parts: the Saturday Spectacular, which is all about live music, and the Wham Conference, which is about people who work in the industry, or if you want to work in the industry, you can get insider knowledge and find maybe a career path that you're really interested in about. Heaps of information from Claire. Otherwise, you can check out the website and all the details are on the way. But thank you for listening. Enjoy episode number 156 of The Scene, Mix 94.5.
Supporting up-and-coming new Aussie music, this is The Scene on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Have a listen to this one. Nothing to do with AFL, I'm thinking, even though it is AFL Grand Final weekend. That is Take Your Mark from Vorsen on the scene tonight at Mix 94.5. G'day, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
You started laughing, as I mentioned. It's nothing to do with AFL.
No, it's not.
Well, I'd find any segue that I can.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Oliver, Chris, Brad and Sarah in the studio tonight. Vorsen is the band. We're going to do some live tracks on the way for you late on a Sunday. But let's go back a little bit. Vorsen, how did the band kind of get together? Where did it come from?
Well, we all sort of came together while we were studying. Mm-hmm. Most of us came together while we were studying last year, and we kind of had to play together at uni.
Studying music, obviously.
Yeah, studying music. We had to play together, and we kind of just loved it, and then we just did it outside, and yeah, we kind of just grew from there.
So this is Whopper?
Yeah, Whopper, yeah.
So was this like an ensemble band?
Yeah, it was literally like
really?
An ensemble. Yeah.
So funny with the ensemble bands, because most of the time I find that bands really don't get along outside of, like, you know, you have to go to ensemble and have to do it. But outside, it doesn't really work. But for you guys, it obviously did. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it's gone pretty well so far. Yeah, it's been good. With this course, you kind of get to also pick and choose who you work with in that sense as well. So it was cool because we all sort of chose to work together because we sort of like the same music. And
how did the conversation go? Let's try writing some stuff outside of uni.
Well, I actually had a couple of songs that I really wanted to work on with these guys. And we all sort of got together and sat around them, and it's kind of blues kind of vibe, and Chris loves blues, Brad loves blues, and we really kind of just honed in on it.
And so with the songs now, are you kind of writing majority of them, or is it a collaboration? How does it sort of work?
Kind of a collaboration at the moment.
Yeah.
Someone will bring in an idea and then we'll just work on it from there.
I think it's definitely changed a lot in the last year. It used to be sort of I had a bunch of ideas that we worked on, but now it's very much sort of we'll sit around and generate ideas and flow from there, yeah.
You guys just came back from Melbourne, right?
Yeah.
There's a couple of photos on your Facebook page. Actually, what is the Facebook, in case you're listening to this going, I might check it out. What is it?
www.facebook.com/VorsenMusic. Yeah, we're in Melbourne with a guy called Joel Quatermain.
Because he's moved his studio over from SQO Joe, from Frio over to Melbourne.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys followed him all the way to Melbourne.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. He actually said, the first time he got over, he said, I can't believe you just messaged me. I've just moved to Melbourne.
Just missed him.
And I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh no. But he was like, I really would love to work on this song with you guys. So if you can make the flight over, and we just jumped at it, I guess.
So we'll talk about Joel Quatermain on the way. Let's play a song now and we'll come back and chat more to Vorsen, as well as a live track on the way. We've got some harmonies in the studio. We've got keys and guitars. Very, very cool. What is this song called, the first single?
This is called Take Your Mark.
Take Your Mark. And where did this song kind of come from?
This kind of came from probably last year. We were playing around with a few acoustic ideas and stuff, and it was kind of that rootsy sort of vibe that we all honed in on. I don't know. We went into the studio basically with this idea, and we really built it up with a whole bunch of percussion sort of things, and the song kind of came out completely differently to how we imagined.
Oh, right.
But yeah, we literally started layering, you know, loads of stick clicks and all these different things. We had a lot of fun making it. it came together completely differently to how we imagined. But
it does. You can certainly hear that layering thing on the track, though.
Yeah,
it's very, very cool. tonight, Vorsen in the studio, Oliver, Chris, Brad and Sarah. And you guys mentioned just before we played that track a few moments ago, you just came back from Melbourne recording with Joel Quatermain from Eskimo Joe. Having someone who has listened to so many tracks, recorded so many good songs, kind of critique what you're doing, helpful? How do you feel? Disheartening?
Yeah, it was. No, it was definitely helpful.
No, that was great. It was brilliant.
It was really helpful. Yeah, he's got a really like pretty genius mind. Mm, I don't know. It's crazy. Like we went in with this song that was half finished essentially.
It was a really good idea essentially. Hey.
Yeah. And he just sort of he completely flipped it. Like he put you know the progression in a different part of the song, and then Chris started playing this thing when we were in there. We all just sat around essentially and sort of just nutted it out. It was crazy to watch his mind working like that.
But that's what you pay for with those, you know, those great producers. You want someone that you can go, these are my ideas, help me kind of organize them a little bit. Like there's great stories like, you know, with Fall at Your Feet from Crowded House, verse and chorus, two separate songs.
Yeah.
Producer goes, I reckon that together.
Yeah,
and then, you know, it's really, really cool stuff. So is it about reworking chords or sections, or would he have different ideas of melodies? Would he change melodies?
We had, you know, ideas for melodies, and then we had ideas for chord progressions and different sections that he just completely changed. And we played him a couple of ideas like for, you know, sort of the chorus and things. And he said, and we said, oh, we're not sure if that's going to go in. Then he said, no, stick that in, but then stick it over these chords instead. And
right.
It was just crazy. Like
it's wicked.
Ideas that we never thought we would really come up with.
Let's talk about if you want to see you guys live, where can we catch you?
We're going to be playing Fremantle Beer Fest in November.
Nice.
That's our big one. We've been spending a lot of time in the studio the last few weeks, but we definitely want to get back on our feet and playing. We're actually going to be doing we haven't announced it yet, we're going to be doing a secret sort of show in Subiaco.
Cool.
In October on the 23rd. And it's going to be at a cafe.
All right, that's all we can say so far.
It's going to be in the back area of a cafe, but we will keep you updated.
All right, sweet. You can check for updates on their Facebook page, Vorsen Music Plus. The link for that is on our Facebook page, Mix94.5. So you're in the studio now. You've got some gigs coming up, new tracks, obviously getting worked and on the way. What's the plan the next, say, 6 months or so? What's the objective?
I think we just want to, as Ollie said, get back on our feet with some music around Perth, release the next few songs and see what happens from there.
Nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, the one we're going to do right now, Steady Ground, is this a new one? Is this an older one? Where did this come from?
This one's probably about a year old,
yeah.
But we never actually released it. I don't know. We still all love to play it, and I still dig it, kind of.
One day.
One day we'll get around to recording it.
And we've got some harmony. So run us through who else we've got in the studio with you tonight.
We've got Jackie and the lovely Sumi. You're both lovely, but sorry, lovely Jackie and lovely Sumi.
Only one of you's lovely. helping out on harmonies tonight. This is Vorsen. Sarah, you get to do nothing for the next 3.5 minutes. Yeah. It's wicked.
Drummer's life.
Yeah, drummer comes in. No shakers?
Yeah, no shakers.
She's like, if I don't have to bring equipment, I'm not bringing anything.
Yeah.
Let's do it live. This is Vorsen on the scene tonight, guys. The stuff sounds really great. So congratulations.
Thanks.
And looking forward to hearing some new music as well. Good
Thank
stuff.
You.
This is Steady Ground, Vorsen on the scene. Mix 94.5.
Caught up in thoughts and floating on lies, but you can't sing surrender. they tremble on steady ground.
Mix 94.5.
Late every Sunday, we check out what's happening around the country, music-wise. We also, though, really have a look in our backyard because we make some of the best in the country, if not the world. We know that. We celebrate that every Sunday night. No more so than Wham Fest, which happens in a couple of weeks' time, the 4th and 5th of November. Lots of pockets of entertainment around the Cultural Centre, Northridge. But with all the details from Wham, West Australian Music, Claire Hodgson in the studio. G'day, Claire.
Hey, Blake. How's it going?
Very, very good. It's been a year. That's crazy.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
It does. The Wham Fest that's coming up, how long would you guys spend organising this from one year to the next? It's not like a few weeks, right?
No. Not at all. It's at least 6 months.
Yeah.
So, you know, half of the year, really, we spend planning this one event.
And you certainly haven't wasted any time with cramming some stuff in. There's so much happening with Wham Fest. We'll run through, because there's lots of elements to it. Let's run through two of the major ones, which are the Wham Conferences and then the Saturday Spectacular.
Yeah,
so let's start with Saturday Spectacular. So this happens on the Saturday from 4 p.m. till late on that day.
That's right.
What's the idea?
Okay. Well, obviously, it's kind of in the name. So it's Saturday, it's spectacular, and it's also a lot of West Australian music that is fantastic, that we love, that we want to celebrate, and we want to invite everyone to come and celebrate with us.
And whereabouts does it take place?
So it's all centralised around, you know, Northbridge. So obviously there's a lot of live music venues that support original music and WA music all year round. So we want to involve them, and we do, and we want to give them a lot of love.
For me, it absolutely sounds like the perfect Saturday. And I do look forward to this every year, because what I like about festivals like this, and especially this one, is that you go out not really knowing what to expect. You go, well, I'm just going to go and see what I like. And the fact that, you know, WA has such a massively diverse music culture, you can walk out and go, hey, thrash metal, that's my thing, and that's my jam. Or you can go acoustic singer-songwriter, and then you find that. So it's incredibly varied. And I guess that's the idea, to make it accessible for people, right?
Oh, definitely, you know, because I think there is so many great WA artists that people don't necessarily know about.
Yeah.
But the Sat Spec is your chance to see heaps and, you know, taste all the flavours of WA music.
Exactly. Saturday Spectacular, that's one part of the Wham Fest, happens on the Saturday 5th of November. Details on the website wham.org.au. Other thing let's talk about is the Wham Conference, or Wham Con. So this really is kind of aimed at people in the industry, or people that want to be in the music industry, is it?
That's right, yeah. So it's open to anyone, really, anyone with an interest. You don't have to be a manager or an artist necessarily. You can just be wanting to find out more and how to work in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a lot of artists come along, though. We have a lot of music managers, bookers, people from all facets, really, that come along. And we have 2 days of panels. We have like a keynote. We also have like one-on-one one-on-one meetings. We also have a boat cruise as part of the event, which is a networking event. It's loads of fun.
Chatting to Claire tonight from Wham about Wham Fest, the 4th and 5th of November, WhamCon. If you want to learn about the industry, if you're in the industry or perhaps you want to be in the industry, and also Saturday Spectacular, 80 acts playing all day from 4 o'clock all the way till midnight, a whole range of venues around the place. How has this been going the last few years? Have the numbers kind of been people getting out there and mums and dads and finding different artists and bands?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the past couple of years have been huge. Mm. I think WhamFest itself, we pull in numbers of about 8,000 to 10,000 people every year.
Wow.
All celebrating WA music. So
beautiful.
It's pretty exciting.
And there is an offer which does expire. We're not trying to sell you this, like with extra steak knives or anything, but on Monday night at midnight, this does expire. What is it, Claire?
Okay, so it's basically the WhamCon early bird ticket price, but it actually gives you access to a whole bunch of things happening over the weekend. So that's why we wanted to mention it. Wham Awards, which is happening on the Thursday night, gives you access obviously to the conference. Also the keynote networking boat cruise, which everyone does get very excited about.
You've mentioned this
about.
Like 5 times now.
I know, I'm so excited. It sells out every year. It's fully catered. It's amazing.
Awesome. Yeah. That is the early bird special does expire at midnight on Monday. Details, if you miss them, are on our Facebook page at Mix94.5. Otherwise, just jump on the Wham website, which is wham.org.au. Claire, nice work. A massive thing to pull together. So many months of work. I hope it's a massive success. I'm sure it will be. And thanks again for popping onto the show.
Thanks so much, Blake. Looking forward to seeing you there.
Hi, this is Dami Im.
Hi, I'm Chet Faker.
G'day, this is Ray from Thirsty Merc on the scene.
G'day, this is Katie Noonan.
At Mix 94.5.